Hello, friends. This is Dr. William Curtis. I have a special message for you and as a answer a request from a patient. We've got a lot of people that have chronic medical issues like diabetes and hypertension and autoimmune disorders. And one of the things that keeps coming up is the question of how do I protect myself from COVID-19? How do I boost my immunity? Are there supplements that I can take? Are there things I can do that will boost my natural immunity? Well, of course, the quick down and dirty answer is that yes, there's a lot of things you can do. So often, I believe people get overwhelmed by all the differing opinions. You know, take this, take that. And this post that I'm making right now represents my attempt at helping people who trust my opinion to prepare themselves. And though I will discuss supplements, let's not forget how the human body builds immunity, repairs, and rejuvenates itself. First thing I want everyone to think about and implement, more importantly, is sleep. The research is very clear. 7 to 9 hours of sleep is essential for humans. Anything less, and inflammation, immune function, cancer prevention, stress, and hormone balance all decline. Please turn off your cell phones, your TVs, media fast, and give yourself the opportunity to take the more important step of allowing yourself 7 to 9 hours of uninterrupted sleep. This is how we build immunity. This is where our immune system gets its sea legs, so to speak. This is where we're able to, you know, boost up all the natural killer T cells in the body to maximize our ability to fight viruses or bacteria. Please take the important step. Sleep is terribly important. The second major issue or way you can boost your immunity is through diet. Now, people who have heard me talk know I have a very similar mantra in many of these types of scenarios. The first thing you need to do is avoid sugar, soda, and that includes Sprite. That includes anything that's got artificial sweeteners in it, like diet sodas. Avoid alcohol, fruit juice, pastries, candy, and all forms of processed carbohydrate-laden foods. These all suppress immunity. These all suppress how your immune function works and behaves. Give your body the best chance against viruses by limiting these addictive and harmful foods. As best you can, eat vegetables, meat, and good fats. These are the foods that help us repair, defend, and win against outside bodily invaders. A strong immunity requires minerals, vitamins, proteins, and good fats. You do not get those from processed crap. You do not. Sodas are death in a can. I've said that many, many times. And I want you to put the best fuel in your body possible so that you can have the strongest defense. The third key factor, and remember, I am getting to supplements, but I feel that these things come before supplements. Number three is exercise. This sounds like really, you know, basic information, but keep in mind, movement and exercise have shown to have a massive influence on heart disease, cancer, obesity, diabetes, and yes, immune function. What has the research been telling us with all the COVID-19 cases? Diabetics, people with known medical problems are the ones getting sick and dying. Wouldn't you want to do something that makes those conditions better? Yes, you should. The answer is yes. Regular aerobic exercise is fundamental to keeping our immune maximally charged. During this pandemic, consider walking or light calisthenics 5 to 6 days per week. Do what you can where you are with what you have. Remember, any physical activity helps. Sedentary people get sick more often, have more chronic ailments, and die more frequently. That's the problem. People have to move. You get moving. When it comes to supplements, and that was the core of the question I received from one of my listeners and patients, so I do want to cover a few things from a generic, you know, sort of supplement standpoint, because I think, you know, I tend to recommend food-based supplements first, and it's better yet always try to get more of your vitamins from the food if you can. But circumstances sometimes may limit your access to quality food. In those instances, I recommend in the following order of importance the following supplements to help prevent illness during flu season and to prevent or reduce the effects of COVID-19. Each of these have a therapeutic rationale, for basically improving your health and also boosting your entire body immunity. The first of these is simply a multivitamin. When in doubt, take a quality food-based multivitamin. These were designed to fill the gaps in the modern diet. My favorite is a supplement called Catalyn, C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. Made by Standard Process, I typically recommend this product to anyone. It's safe, it's food-based. I usually recommend 3 to 6 tablets daily. Kids can take it, adults can take it. It's not dangerous in any way. This is a good fail-safe to make sure that all the basic minerals and nutrients that you should have in your body are being replaced on a day-to-day basis. This is helps you with enzymatic activity, immune function, disease resistance. The second of the most important ones I will point out are probiotics. So a probiotic is a good bacteria, and these serve as the first line of defense in our body. A tiny layer of bacteria lives in the lining of each of our digestive tracts. Introducing probiotics builds a healthy layer of defense against outside invaders. Combined with a healthy diet, like I've already described, this very well may be the most powerful way to fight outside invaders. My favorite, though there are many high-quality probiotics, is one called Acidophilus 4x6 Billion. It's made by Now Products. I normally recommend 1 or 2 daily. The last of the basic supplementary things I'm going to recommend is zinc. Zinc is a mineral that shortens the course of viral illnesses, and it helps prevent them. This is especially true when taken within 24 hours of the onset of a virus, such as COVID-19. This is a Category A recommendation based on clinical research from 13 randomized controlled trials. It works. I will put in my show notes a link to articles and research that back up that statement I just made. I personally prefer zinc liver chelate. Again, I'm always going to recommend food-based versions of zinc, and this one is made by Standard Process as well, and I usually recommend 3 daily as a strong supplement of zinc for folks trying to minimize the effects of viral infections or other respiratory infections for that matter. I want to close by saying, do the little things that matter. Maintain a positive attitude. Try to maintain social distancing until we receive the all clear. Protect your older friends and family. Do with less, serve others, and we shall all get this situation. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you have more questions, please leave comments in the show notes wherever you see or hear this episode. And if there's more information you'd like or more specific information, please feel free to leave a comment in the comment section. Again, I will put some show notes in on this one, and I'll I'll write down the names of the supplements and everything in the show notes for you. Future Focus Family Medicine does carry Standard Process, but you could pretty much get these anywhere. So do what you can to get supplementation for yourself and your family, and don't forget all the things that come before that: sleep, diet, exercise. That's all I've got today. Dr. Curtis is out.